Hi chemistry students, welcome to my 90 second chemistry. I'm Rob Gilliland and this one's for A-level students and it's looking at general trends in ionisation energies, down groups and across periods. First of all, down a group. As we go down a group, the first ionisation energies are always going to decrease. The key reasons are as follows. The distance between the outer electrons and the nucleus are increasing, so the atomic radius is increasing. As the atomic radius increases, we also get an increase in the amount of shielding because there are more shells between the outer electrons and the nucleus. Even though the nuclear charge does increase, the increase in atomic radius, i.e. the increase in distance between the outer electrons and the nucleus, and the increase in shielding means there is a weaker attraction between the outer electron and the nucleus as you go down a group. So first ionization energy will always decrease. The general trend across the period is the opposite. As you go across a period, they increase. The reasons for this are as follows. Firstly, the nuclear charge is increasing as you go across a period, but this time it's increasing whilst our electrons are still in the same main energy level. So what does this mean? It pulls that main energy level in closer and closer as you go across a period, which means the atomic radius decreases. The amount of shielding is pretty much the same because we're in the same main energy level. So that decrease in atomic radius, the increase in nuclear charge, means that it becomes more difficult as we go across a period to remove the outer electron. There is a stronger attraction between the outer electron and the nucleus as we go across a period. And that is your general trend. Hope you found that helpful and useful. And if you did, like, follow and share. And I'll see you later. Thank you very much.